The Arunachal youth abduction case. The Indian Army has reached out to its Chinese counterpart after reports of a 17-year-old boy has gone missing near the line of actual control in Arunachal Pradesh's Upper Siang district. Let's first quickly take a look at this report.
Sol Miram Tarong went missing near the border with China in a remote part of Arunachal Pradesh. The BJP's Lok Sabha MP from Arunachal Pradesh, Tapir Gao, posted this message, tagging the Prime Minister, Home Minister and Defence Minister. He said that the Chinese army has abducted Miram of Jido village on Tuesday from inside Indian territory, Lungta Jor area, where China built 3 to 4 kilometers road inside India in 2018. This is the area the MP named, Shiungla area of Bishing village of Upper Siang district. Army had opened up hotline with Chinese PLA to find whereabouts of the missing boy. Hotlines were also opened up last year when 5 youths from Upper Subansiri district went missing, only to be returned by China after 10 days. NDTV has learned from Army and Arunachal Pradesh government sources that the incident took place on January 18 and it was first reported back by the locals to the district administration on January 19, and now government in the state has informed center and channel of communication through Army has been opened up. Information has been provided to the Chinese PLA about this missing boy. But Rahul Gandhi has tweeted, questioning Prime Minister Modi's silence. China claims all of Arunachal. This incident is the latest example of an alleged Chinese incursion into Indian territory.
Both India and China have a difference in perception in terms of where the LAC actually lies. And Chinese intrusion into Arunachal Pradesh is also nothing new. But what is crucial here is the location where the incident has taken place. In 2018, in the same area, there was a standoff between the Chinese PLA and Indian Army after local Indian villagers stopped Chinese PLA and Chinese construction workers who came well inside the Indian territory to build roads there.
In Guwahati, Ratnadeep Chaudhary for NDTV.
Joining us right now is Brahma Chelani, strategic affairs expert, and also Lieutenant General Shaukeen Chauhan, former chairman of the Ceasefire Monitoring Group. Thank you very much. Let me begin with you first, Lieutenant General Chauhan. You know, should this be called a Chinese provocation or not? My first question.
Definitely. Good evening to you. Thank you for calling me on the NDTV. I have no doubt about it that it is a provocation. After all, this boy is an Indian citizen. And even if he's transgressed the LAC and may by mistake have transgressed the LAC, the PLA had no business to take him. And if they were taking him, definitely they should have returned him by now. The fact that the Indian Army has got in touch with the PLA at our BPMB point in Arunachal is a point that we are quite clear that they've been taken. Anyway, his friend himself would come back, has reported that he's been taken away. I agree with the Chief Minister of Arunachal that probably he'd be returned as soon as possible. But this is definitely a provocation and should not have been done by the PLA.
Brahma Chelani, what's your view?
Well, this is not the first time that Chinese troops have abducted youths from Arunachal Pradesh. The fact that Chinese troops are able to cross into Indian territories and seize youths only lends support to the assertions of local people in Arunachal Pradesh and Ladakh over the years that China has been taking over their grazing lands meter by meter, mile by mile. And the latest case of abduction, whatever you call it, and India's call for help to locate and return the missing youth will give Beijing another chance to take a dig at India by proclaiming publicly that Arunachal Pradesh has been illegally established and that China does not recognize the existence of such a state on quote-unquote Chinese territory. This is exactly what China's foreign ministry said in September 2020 when asked about reports that five local youths from Arunachal Pradesh had been kidnapped by Chinese forces. So it's clear that China is capitalizing on India's inaction to plug territorial openings. This failure, as we know, led to China's land grabs of April and May 2020.
Correct.
And has contributed to China's ongoing shadowy expansionism in the Himalayas, including creating militarized border villages and settlements. Let's be clear on one thing. The law of nature is that any vacuum will ultimately be plugged by whoever seizes the opportunity. And China is doing everything to seize any opportunity it can find.
I think that's a very, very important point. Lieutenant General Chauhan, would you concur? See, because the fact that this is being repeatedly done, should this be seen as just a case of an Indian crossing over to what China perceives as its side of, the boundary, and then a protracted negotiation? I mean, these are things that could have been done far more smoothly. It does not require this level of escalation. So do you think this is a result of perhaps some inaction or rightful action?
Well, it's actually difficult to disagree with Brahma Chilani. He is absolutely right in many ways that these are indeed provocative acts. These are indeed a Chinese attempt to change the existing status quo. But I must here take historical, issues into mind. I was a brigade commander on the line of active control in Ladakh in 2009. And even then, when the relations between us and China were a fairly even keel, they did attempt to take our youth there. They've always been very sensitive about the grazing ground. They've always been very sensitive about their perception of the LAC. And it's something that I would say it's a work in progress. The issue about taking a harder line, as Brahma has taken in this issue, is that we don't have the force to back it at the present moment. We don't have the ability to actually, push them out till we get stronger. So till such time we get stronger and we are capable of taking offensive action against such provocative acts, till then, I would say that, we keep our powder dry and we keep negotiating with the PLA. After all, time is on our hands. We haven't really lost much. And we will be able to, strengthen ourselves along the line of control. Sure. It takes time. And I feel that, let's see how the PLA behaves. Let's see what they tell us tomorrow.
Okay.
Or day after, as soon as we come to know at Kibutu that whether they have this boy or not, whom they picked up from the Upper Siang district. And let's take it from there. But it's difficult to disagree with Brahma on these issues.
Right. Lieutenant General Chauhan as well as Brahma Chilani, thank you very much for joining us. Let's quickly take a look at some comments that have come in on the Coup app. Nishtha says, necessary action should be taken in this regard as soon as possible. Manohar Mathur says, why are we always afraid to take action against China? I asked some of these questions of General J.J. Singh. Let's listen into this conversation. Joining us right now is General J.J. Singh, former Chief of Army Staff. He's also served as the governor in Arunachal Pradesh, has made a new political entry also. So first of all, for your political entry into the BJP, congratulations, General J.J. Singh. But while we discuss that, we are also looking at, the story in great detail of how an MP, Tapir Gao, is now claiming that a 17-year-old boy has been kidnapped in the Upper Siang district by the PLA. First of all, how do you look at this development? Because this has not happened for the first time in Arunachal Pradesh.
Sanket, I've seen these border areas because I was the governor for 5.5 years in Arunachal Pradesh. And there are very thickly forested hills. And the tribals have for centuries been, hunters and gatherers of food from the forest producers. So they go into these forests and it's their, tradition and culture to be good hunters. And they carry their dhas, they carry their bow and arrows, and they've been doing that for centuries. Now, when they have gone into this area, which is probably on our side of the line of actual control. But since there is no marking on the ground because of the mountainous terrain and the thickly forested hills, it is possible that the Chinese may have strayed into our side, or our hunters may have strayed onto the other side, because there is no boundary marked. And therefore, as the protocol which existed always, a mistake, if somebody has strayed across, even their army personnel have come across by mistake, and we have returned them. So I see no reason why the Chinese would like to keep a young man of 17 years in their custody. They should hand him over as early as possible to the Indian authorities.
General Singh, the reason why I ask you this question is because I'm sure you're aware of September 2020 when the PLA had abducted. Again, Mr. Tapir Gao had made this claim. When five youth were seen missing from the upper Subasiri district, and they only released them after a week. You think this is by design? Because, you see, if there is a problem here of people straying into their territory, then perhaps there has to be some sort of a mechanism to sort this out. Keeping them,
yes,
holding on to them for so long, repeatedly, what does this mean?
I think the Chinese are wrong in holding an innocent civilian, and they would perhaps have done whatever interrogation they had to do about this kid, and they should return him as they have returned in the past. But I think between the two countries, whenever an incident like this has happened, it has been resolved. I will tell you, there are four or five river valleys where the rivers are cutting across the Himalayas and coming from Tibet into India. From the west, you have one which follows the Wolong axis. Then there is the Subansiri. Then there is the Siang and the Lohit River. Now, these are major rivers, and therefore, the dispute is on understanding which spur coming down to these river valleys is the LAC. There's a little bit of a doubt there, and therefore the Chinese have perhaps created these areas as the friction points. But the McMahon line is very precise, and the maps which were made even in 1914 were quite accurate, and they know which side is there, a part of the McMahon line, and which is India. Now, these boys have gone for a traditional, you can say, occupation. They should not be, this boy should be released as soon as possible, because there is no reason for him to be arrested and kept in their custody.
No, General Singh, I just wanted to know, what is the protocol here? See, the army is now saying that they've contacted the PLA. There is a hotline or a mechanism that has been put in place to secure the release. But for this to happen over and over again, and for something which is extremely genuine, as you mentioned, there is no line. However, on record, people know where the McMahon line is. And yet, these incidents keep on happening, where there is a terrible amount of time that is taken by the Chinese and a lot of negotiation which helps in securing release. Do you think this is repeated provocation? That's my question.
I think the Chinese must understand that we can do the same thing to their civilians or military people who by mistake stray into our area.
Do we
can also hold them indefinitely. So they must know.
General Singh, do we do it?
Well, we have been very correct. And after initial questioning and interrogation, we return them back without any delay. But the Chinese must understand that we can also retaliate in the same manner if they do it.
All right, General Singh, speaking of Chinese provocation, you know, after Galwan, NDTV has accessed certain images, satellite images that show a bridge construction on the Pangong So Lake. What will you have to say about this?
I would like to simply say that, as I have learned, this is on the Chinese side of the LAC, a line of actual control. So they can do that, but then they can't blame us for making a road on our side of the LSE and saying that we are violating the status quo. So they are violating the status quo equally. So now India is very clear that we cannot trust the Chinese, and whatever is in our national interest, we should do that. And I feel that our making the road to Daulatbek Oldi has definitely given them jitters. They feel that we can outflank and hit their strategic highway, which passes through Aksai Chin. So I'm quite clear in my mind, Aksai Chin Road is very vulnerable from Daulatbek Oldi side, and we have enough forces there to do a positive retaliation in case they do any, let's put it this way, misadventure.
No, General Singh, it's that point that I wanted to come to. You see, what you're saying is, yes, the factual position. The Ministry of External Affairs has also said that this is construction in an area in the illegal occupation for the past six decades, 60 years. My question is, what do you do in a situation like this? They are continuing with the construction in an area that they have illegally occupied. Do we raise an objection? And if we don't raise an objection, does this show, you know, lack of political will, or does this show fear that this is going to escalate into something which you know, we do not want?
Sanket, my research while writing my book, The McMahon Line, has given me clear indications that the Chinese have been moving their goalpost and shifting it more and more towards our side every few years. Their 59 line, their 62 line, and now what they're talking about. So I think we have to put a stop to it, and that's what happened in Galwan. And we gave them a bloody nose, and they were shocked. We did the same thing in Doklam. We stopped them in their tracks. Now India is clear. Our military is clear. We will not allow them to get away with what they did
General
in
Singh,
1960.
This is why I ask you this question. You see, to say that this construction is going on in an illegally occupied land by the Chinese is one point. But how do you raise this objection, and how, and what do you do? Because if you don't do that, it seems to give a message that perhaps, number one, there is lack of political will, or number two, we fear the consequences. What, according to you, is right?
You know, the mistakes we made were in the late 50s when they were constructing this road. We should have stopped them then and there and pointed it out that it is coming into our territory. Or else we should have asked them to sit on the table and decide the boundary line. Because as I can say, the mistakes made at that time were, even though we knew the road is passing through Indian territory, somehow people in awe of Mr. Nehru's personality did not tell him the truth or try to put it under the carpet.
Okay, let me
the mistakes we made then. Let me ask you a question.
Now that you don this, hat of a political leader also, you see, the Prime Minister has come under a fair amount of criticism because of these pictures. You've got Rahul Gandhi who says that I actually fear that the Prime Minister will go ahead and inaugurate this also. The Prime Minister has also been questioned by the opposition on why has he not spoken a word on these acts of aggression by the Chinese. How would you respond?
I think our actions by the military on the ground have been on the direction of the highest political leadership, and the will to stop the Chinese in their tracks has also been given a clearance by our political leadership. So that itself, our work speaks for us, our deeds speak for us. And I think our government has taken a stance, and they said that, listen, it is illegally occupied by you, and therefore, let's not raise that issue. The boundary drawn on our maps is there from 1954, and you have not objected to that, and you made a road through it. That time, it was a mistake for us not to have stopped them doing it. But now we will not allow them to do anything in
but
our
that's the
part
point.
Of the line
that's
of
the point,
control.
General Singh. My final question. Those roads are still being constructed, and these are not roads constructed in the 50s. These are roads being constructed in 2022. These are latest satellite images.
Yes. Sanket, let me say, on their side of the line of actual control, they can construct roads because that's under their physical control. Mm. On our side, we can also do what we want to do. Now, that bridge should not surprise us or should not make us get afraid. Why? Because that bridge can be undone in 5 minutes by a precision-guided missile. And they know it too. So let's not say if the situation demands, we'll be able to knock out this bridge and many other arteries which they have made, including the railways and the roads, have vulnerable points where we can disable them, we can destroy the bridges, and we can destroy those railway line which is on high pillars. Hmm. So let's be clear. Unfortunately, some of our people, including political leaders, are not well briefed about it, or they have no idea about it. Hmm. And some of our media also does not understand that these are not things to be afraid. If they have made a railway line, it can be disabled at any time. And we have naturally, when the balloon goes up, then there are no holds barred, and we'll take action to defend our country and our territory as well as we can.
All right. General J.J. Singh, thank you very much for your frank talk and straight talk.
You're welcome.